distortion. And interesting one, it is a fascinating topic and one of the first things I wanted to ask you is how common is this? It's more common that you might think there is a certain aspect of it that kind of avoidable in the team and environment, right? Management typically does get the credit for the work that their team has done. Hopefully, you have a great manager turn around and share that credit, but it doesn't always happen that way. But when you have a colleague who is actually actively taking credit for your work, taking ownership of it, that can be a huge problem for your career. I mean, your accomplishment or kind of like currency in a workplace. The more you accumulate, the further ahead you are going to get. And if someone is stealing your currency, that's a problem, right? And you have to know how to self-promote, but you don't want to be that person. So what do you do? There is a few things. Firstly, you want to address it with the person right away, because you never know. I mean, give them the benefit of the doubt. Maybe this was unintentionally, maybe it was a mistake and they didn't even realize they were doing it. Could be a really easy fix. If it was intentional, then by addressing it, you're showing them that you're not just going to ignore the situation. And then you actually brought up a really good point too about self-promotion, right? Because we all want to be humble. We don't want to be arrogant or anything like that. Our action should speak for themselves. But the problem is that mistake, it is really easy for people to come along and take credit for your work. So we want to talk about what you are working on, the progress you are making, all of your great accomplishment, the moral vocal you are, the harder it is to take things from you.